WNKS, WNKS HD1 Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of Kiss Mornings. Yes, 95.1.
It is 7:02. Make sure today, at the great time of, what is it,
5 o'clock?
5 o'clock?
Yeah, five.
Yeah, 5 o'clock. You listen to Kiss for your chance to win $1,000 for our $1,000 day giveaway. That's a 5P, your chance at a grand. We've given away so much money, you probably blew it over the weekend. Let's go ahead and fill up that bank account with an extra $1,000.
Okay, so, weird story to share real quick about dating an ex. So, I have a buddy who I met when I moved here in 2012. It was like one of the first guys that I met when, well, I don't want to say where I met him because I don't want to put his stuff on the street, but here's the deal.
Okay.
He was married at the time. Then they got divorced and we kind of just went our separate ways because Amanda and I were married with a kid.
Right, you're in a different place in life.
He's in a different place and I was like, I just don't need to be around this guy. I have nothing in common. I can't go out half as much as he does, blah, blah, blah. So, Saturday, we go out to dinner, my wife and I and my son, and we see him with the wife.
And with the ex-wife?
The ex-wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, wow, that's weird. I guess they're back together. Eye contact was made. Conversation happened. Like,
well, after you make eye contact, you have to.
Yeah. So we were finishing first. They just got to the restaurant. We were finishing first. So Dean runs. And he's like, hey, Dean, I haven't seen Dean in forever because he runs right past the table. And we're like, hi, you know, hi, how's it going? Like, good to see you guys, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, here, come with me. He says that to me.
Oh,
and because Dean's running to the front, so I'm walking with him. He goes, so listen, I don't know, like, if you talk to another mutual friend that we have. There's another mutual friend that we have, right? So he says that person's name. He goes, I don't know if you talk to this person still. I'm like, yeah, I do, actually. He's like, don't say anything because, like, this is just, like, kind of under the radar.
With his ex-wife.
Yeah, with his
ex.
Why?
Well, yeah, why would he not want people to know that he's having dinner?
Yeah, that's shady.
Because he's got a girlfriend.
Oh, so this guy likes to cheat.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
So he's going back with the ex-wife, or he's, like, I mean, you already cheated on her, clearly.
But now he's got a girlfriend, but the girlfriend wouldn't be happy, apparently, if he knew... She knew that he was out with his ex-wife.
Heck no, she's not going
to
be happy.
Okay, so he was telling me basically not to say anything about him and his ex-wife being out together.
Well, who do you hope he dates, the girlfriend or the ex-wife?
I don't care. I don't see the guy much anymore.
This man is already giving me anxiety. I don't even know him.
So
make up your mind.
I know.
Pick one.
What do? I tell Amanda immediately.
Of course you do.
It's
your wife.
I'm like, babe, they're not back together. She's like, how do you know? I was like, because he told me not to say anything about him being out with her tonight. Because I guess he still has that one girlfriend that we knew he had. They've been dating for some time.
I wonder, they're not married now. Was he wearing a ring?
No.
Okay.
No. But then he's like, whatever you do, don't tell our mutual friend that I'm out with my wife tonight. Because he knows that guy's got a big mouth and will tell the girlfriend and then it's all over.
That's a lot to put on your plate.
I'm not going to see. I mean, like, I'm not going to see him anymore. I'll see the you know, mutual friend, and I won't say anything. I don't care. I'm not going to, you know.
I imagine this happens quite a bit because the thing about your friend Manny is that he clearly had something with the ex-wife. They got married.
No kids.
Right.
So you know there was something there. So I imagine that happens all the time with people wanting to get back with that, you know, their ex.
You know. Amanda and I were thinking, too, are like, okay, this is ending with a hookup, right? I mean, they're not just going to have dinner together and,
right.
then, and then go on their
especially
way.
Especially with so much history.
And even if tonight was the first time of them getting back together in years, I don't know if it was or not, but even if it was, what's the end point for this?
Well,
just to be civil with each other?
I think if they hooked up, that'd be a bad idea because she'd be like, learn some new moves since me?
But here's the thing. Clearly, it was ending in a hookup because there's no reason for these two to be civil towards each other if there are no children
in
the relationship. Yeah.
There's not. And so we're wondering, like, if anyone else had ever hooked up with the ex, but under the radar.
Yeah. Without no one knowing, call us at 704-570-9595.
And why do you have to keep it under the radar? Is it because you already have a significant other? Is it because nobody likes the ex? You know, that's probably a lot of it too.
Yeah.
Everybody's been against the relationship since the beginning.
Especially for women, right? Like if any one of your friends was like, you know, even if they weren't married, they were just dating and then like they break up, you help your girlfriend move on.
Right.
And so then she turns around and goes back with that person that...
Oh, yeah, then she doesn't want to tell anyone, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this probably happens a lot.